entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hi, and welcome to Hollywood Connections. I'm Dawn Reese, your host here at Tan Talk Radio. We have a super exciting show. We are so excited because Michael Givens is in the house all the way from South Carolina for the film festival. We have some other surprise guests in the house, and we're all going to introduce you and say, Michael, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm fabulous, and thank you for being here today.
Who's that hollering?
That's our fan base. And our beautiful co-host, Yvonne Madison.
Hi, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to meet Michael.
That's right. We've been talking to him on the show.
Oh, for ages.
And we also have Michael introduce who's to your left and who's in the house with us.
Well, this is Heather Gilliland. She's one of my teachers at the school and my right hand. And she's come here with me, as well as another one of our associates, Sarah Diana, is with us. And we are here to promote the film festival, as well as promote the activities that we're going to be doing here in December.
Awesome. I know we're really excited because it's all for, you know, teens and adults, and we're really stoked about this for Tampa and St. Petersburg. Now, look at the camera up there because we're live on the internet. Wave to everybody. Hello.
Hi.
And introduce your guest.
Well, we also have Paul Wilson with us.
That's right.
That's right, and I'm here to do IDs.
Oh, I like that.
Right.
We need new media IDs.
For free.
Okay. We like that.
There's beer later, right? I mean, at the craft beer.
Yes, we're like going there.
Okay.
One would only hope.
And Colin's supposed to call in a few minutes. Do we have anybody on the air? Are we okay?
We're good.
Okay, so tell us what you're doing over at the film festival.
I'm just loitering, actually. When these lovely people were coming to town, I knew it, with the advent of their arrival, someone, you know, from St. Petersburg film community had to welcome them. So that's my primary job today.
Well, I'm welcoming you to our show. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
All right, glad to have you.
Yes, and Michael, let's start out with, let's kick it off with what's going to happen here in the next month.
Well, in December, we're going to come back on, starting on the 5th, and we're going to do a series of very intensive acting classes. We're going to do a teen class on the 5th and the 6th. Mm-hmm. We're also going to start on the 5th an adult intensive acting class.
Her age. How old are you?
12.
So that's about in that age group too, right?
That's in the teen.
Right.
That's in the teen.
Okay.
Yeah. We would love to have her in that. That's going to be a 2-day event, but then we're going to have basically a 7-day class that is for adults. The last day is just going to be us recording a monologue that they do.
Okay.
But it's going to be heavy. I teach Lee Strasberg's method.
Right.
And we've been doing this for years, and we've been looking forward to being able to take it on the road. And Tampa's a place that I've spent a lot of time, and I just love being here.
I know. I've been blasting it out all over the airwaves, as well as, you know, Facebook, social media, to all of our friends out there that are followers.
Yes, I wanted to know, the 2 days, the 5th and the 6th is for the teens?
Yes, ma'am. And then starting
the 7th?
No. Starting on the 5th still, because
okay.
We're going to do teens during the day.
Oh.
And then in the evening, we're going to do the adults.
Mm-hmm.
And that also starts on the 5th. And
okay.
That basically goes through the 12th. There will be a day off in the middle of that. I think that's the 9th. And the 9th is not a day off for me, because I'm going to do another class called The Business of the Business.
Oh.
And this is not just for actors. This is for actors' mamas and daddies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also for people on the crew, because I'm going to teach people exactly how they can go about finding work.
And that's very important.
That is the most important.
Yes, it is.
And so you're going to help Michael over at the shows. And you're an actress. Tell him about what you've been doing.
Well, I've been on a couple television shows, Sleepy Hollow, season 3, and then I was on the season finale of Halt and Catch Fire.
Awesome.
I've done a couple films as well, and I'm excited to be helping teaching at MGA with Michael.
Nice. And so are you on the road too with everything as well?
I'm certainly on the road. I'll be here. I'll be teaching the teen class a lot. I'll be helping out with the adult intensive.
Nice, very nice. And then also you are, we're going to swing the mic over to, we're sharing, today's share day.
Yes, it is.
We have a full house.
And I'm Sarah Diana. I'm also from Charleston, South Carolina, and I'm here with Michael to help spread all kinds of good news about MGA.
Awesome. So, and you're an actress, too?
I am an actress. And actually, I came to MGA because I wanted to be a better director.
Okay.
And Michael introduced me to the love of acting. So since then, I've been doing indie projects all across Charleston and down in Savannah. So.
Wow. You know, I also, too, Michael, a lot of people are wondering what kind of films you've done and your background in commercials. Can you kind of give a little intro of that as well? We've been bragging about it on all the shows. And then we're going to come back with some questions for you.
Well, I'm kind of an old fella. You know, I've been around. I've done about 1,000 TV commercials, and I've worked on about 60 movies. And the movies I've done, I was the second unit director of Coyote Ugly. I did the movie Celestine Prophecy, which we shot here some years ago. We shot that in St. Augustine and Ocala. Made Angel Camouflaged, which you're very familiar with other producers on that movie.
They're going to call in shortly.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I know.
That was a wonderful movie. And basically, I mean, the best way to answer that question is, you know, go IMDb me.
There you go. That's it.
There's a ton of stuff. I've been doing this for a very long time. I was Ridley Scott's cinematographer for a very long time.
Right.
And then he was the one that convinced me to start directing, which was in 1989. So
okay.
I'm afraid I've been at it for a while. But I would like to give a little shout out to MGA because a lot of our
Yay!
People are listening, our students are listening and watching.
Yes. Yay.
So God bless you. And, you know, we're carrying on the tradition and spreading the love.
Thank you. And we'd like to hear testimonies, get them on camera about what they thought of the classes. And we'd love to air that as well.
We'll do that.
Would be wonderful. And also we have two amazing gals here. We have a surprise for her in just a moment. This is Katarina. And you have a question for Michael. Yes. Oh, you do. We'll come right back to you. And you have that question? Yes. Okay. And you have a question too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your question?
I love the movie Coyote Ugly. So did you meet the cast from it?
Yeah. That's usually sort of required. And I'm still relatively decent friends with Isabella Miko, who was on it, and she's a very, very lovely lady. The other one that maybe you might have seen is I did a movie called Opposite Day with Billy Unger and Ariel Winner. Ariel is on Modern Family right now.
Oh, okay.
And
oh, yeah.
I've done a handful of Christmas movies that maybe you've suffered through. I mean, seen. And,
Wait a second. I'm into that right now, Hulu and all the Netflix. I'm into the Christmas movies right now. So, you know, I have a surprise, Michael, while we have you here. And this is really important to what I teach. I teach a reporter's workshop, and I help people get on the air, and they're out, you know, on red carpet events. So a special thing that I'd like you to do, we're going to have Katarina. Can you walk over to the other side of Michael for a minute, the other way around? We're going to play musical chairs here.
Sure.
And this is just real. This is actually her year. We're putting this live on the air. So guess what? We need a really big hand clap. She's our new Miss Hollywood reporter. There we go. We're taping it. And it's a different type of pageant that I do. And actually, she is going to go to the film festival and interview. And guess what? You get to crown her.
Now, the only
times that I've ever been crowned is very painful. This should be painless.
We have some bobby pins for her.
Bobby pins.
But we're just giving you the idea and the look. Wave to the world. And I'm going to put ourselves on Periscope. Did anybody have Periscope here?
Yes.
Let's do it, because I've never done that before, and I heard that we get millions of viewers right away.
That's exactly what we need.
We need that. Benny just told me about that the other day, and I'm like, I got Periscope, and I just saw Howie Mandel on the other day with his child. So, all right, thank you so much, Katarina. Come on over here. And how are we doing with phone calls? Are we good?
We are good.
Okay, sounds good. So, Michael, what else would you like to talk about? What you've been doing with your classes and some success stories?
Well, success stories. I'm very happy to say that quite a few of our actors are getting work. And I'd like to point one out in particular is a man who is 75 years old, who had never really acted before, and it was a bucket list.
Wait, how old?
75.
You know how many people tell me when I'm out doing searches and they say I'm too old, I can't do this anymore? I love hearing these stories. It's amazing.
That's absolute nonsense.
Well, Michael, you know I'm 80 years old.
Yes, ma'am. And I wouldn't think it looking at you, but there's plenty of things that you can do.
Yes, I'm 80 years old and I'm Miss Florida Diva. And what I do, I try to promote older people. No, I go around to homes and I talk to people in the street. Everywhere I go, I tell them, look, I'm 80 years old, and I talk to the more senior people. You know what I'm saying? And the other day when we were at the, another event, a lady said to me, you're 80 years old. Oh, my, maybe I could do the same thing you do, because I'm, you know, up there, too.
That's right.
So
that's
I'm happy to hear about the 75-year-old
guy. Oh, yeah,
guy.
He's doing well. He just finished a movie, and he was number three on the cast.
Oh,
and,
wonderful.
And he's been going up for other films where he's going up for the lead. And his name is John Quick. We're all very proud of him, but I'm proud of every one of my students. It's a system that works. Mm-hmm. You know, we do the method, and we're very serious about it. And it is it's great fun and very rewarding to watch
yes,
these
people.
Yes,
it is. One time years ago, I studied method. It was about Stanislavski.
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you tell the difference? Because you have some new people out there that want to know what's the difference between which type of training?
Yeah, that you said. Which one do you do?
Lee Strasberg.
Lee Strasberg.
But of course, Lee got a lot of his stuff and his ideas. They all did. They all came from Stanislavski.
Mm-hmm.
Stanislavski was the daddy.
I studied that years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there were back in the 30s and the 40s. Mm-hmm. There was a group of people that got together that brought those ideas out of Stanislavski after what they had seen him do mm-hmm. in the Moscow Art Theater. They then brought it to America
yes.
and really changed the way that acting was approached and was accepted. And there was a group of people, Lee was one of them, Robert Lewis, Sandy Meisner, mm-hmm. Stella Adler, Uta Hagen.
I remember those names.
All really wonderful, wonderful acting coaches.
Right, and everybody... really got news of it when Marlon Brando did On the Waterfront.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, Marlon was a big student of Stella Adler's.
Mm-hmm.
Although all of those names that I just gave you, they all sort of claim Marlon Brando.
Yes.
But he really studied with Stella.
Adler.
And loved her. There was the only difference between, say, Stella and Sandy Meisner and Lee Strasberg is that they had a little argument about whether you could actually use everything from your life to be able to put into acting.
Mm-hmm.
And Sandy and Stella both said, no, you don't have to do that. You can rely on inspiration and imagination.
Mm-hmm.
I think that works just fine on the stage, but I'm a film director. Right. And I need you to be able to replicate something over and over and over,
mm-hmm.
you know, for me to be able to get every shot
yes.
and the multiple takes of it. So mm-hmm. so for film, I think Lee Strasberg's method is much, much better.
Okay.
Wow. And plus, that's what I studied. Mm-hmm. I started studying acting in 1978, and I mm-hmm. started studying acting for the same reason that my friend Sarah did. I started studying acting because I wanted to be a better director. I wanted to understand the language of acting.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started doing it. I fell in love with it. I've done some acting, but I'm a director. And the difference of working with me and somebody else is that I'm a working film director.
Mm-hmm.
So I will teach actors the way that they will probably be treated on the set.
Right. And she said she always also wanted to be a producer. So now she has all three, acting, directing, and producing.
That's right. She just got mm-hmm. finished producing a web series in Charleston, which mm-hmm. She did
wonderful.
A great job of it.
And can you tell us about it a little bit, or just
sure.
just you know, so we can go to it? And Peter, how are we doing? I'm trying to say hello to you there. Any calls? We're good.
Yeah, we got Melissa on the line here.
Okay, we'll be right with Melissa in 1 second, and we're just talking about the web series that you have or a show.
Yes, we just finished up the principal photography on that 2 weeks ago. So right now it's in post production, and we're hoping to have it ready to distribute in 3 to 4 months.
Nice.
And it's called Charleston Legal, and I will definitely be posting a lot of things about it on my website, which again is Sarah Diana, SarahDionna.
Perfect. Say hi to everybody again. There she is. Okay. And then we're going to bring it back over. And let's get, we have a caller. Okay. We have some questions for Michael. You can call us at 727-441-3000. We are taking calls today. And you are on the air. How can I help you? Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who is
this? How are you?
Good. Who is this?
Violeta and Matt Cucciaro.
Oh, we
merciful
love you guys.
Heavens.
Guess who's on the air, Michael?
It's Violeta and Matt. Matteo Cucciara.
Nice to see
It's so nice to hear you.
Yes, we have Michael here, and we have our Periscope going here. That's a new thing, new app. She's out there around the world. We're excited. And let's go. Can we go to that Angel Camouflage little tape? Hold on a second, Violetta. And then we have her song I sent over that we're going to play, you know, at about 3:30 as well. But tell us about Angel Camouflage for everybody.
Man, Angel Camouflage. In fact, my friend Matt Cugera, who was just called in, he actually approached me about this film years ago. It was a story that would take place in Florida, down in the Keys. And to be honest, as much as I love him, I didn't really care for it, and I didn't want to do it.
It's a great movie.
So listen, no. So here's the thing. While we were down there looking at locations, we looked at each other and said, like, you know what, gosh, you know, this shouldn't be about a restaurant. We need to make this rock and roll. Mm-hmm. And so we got our heads together. And I rewrote it and made it into a rock and roll piece. And then we were going to shoot it in Key Largo. And then, oddly enough, unfortunately, Paul's going to give me the evil eye on this, that they had reached the cap on their incentives. And I thought, you know, goodness gracious, here, you know, I live on an island in South Carolina. We'll just take it there. And so we did. We took it there. We had Jim Brolin in it, Carlos Bernard from 24, and a really wonderful woman named Delana, which had just been on a TV show called Rockstar Supernova. And she was from South Africa. And I really wrote the script around her persona. And then we had the Marshall Tucker Band, we had Curtis Blow and Patti Smyth. It was fantastic. It was really a wonderful film.
We're going to play a little intro of that right now. We're going to go to that. How's that?
Yeah, but if people like it, you should just go buy it. You know, you can get it online. You know, for $3, you can get it. You know, please go get it. You know, help us out.
Yeah, I agree. We're going to promote that. And Violetta, hold on just for 1 minute. We just want to play this intro for you. Hold on.
Hello. What do I owe this distinctive pleasure?
Well, you remember Aunt Marie?
I'm afraid she's dead.
Well, she left the place to us.
Coconuts. It's got a bar, it's got a dance floor, a stage.
Just don't expect me to perform, okay?
Oh, come on.
It says Cocknuts.
You must be Mr. Saltman.
Yeah, you call me Salt.
This place is a dump.
We can fix it up.
Looks like we got company.
You got a plan?
Oh, I got a plan.
My name's Jude Stevens. I'll buy coconuts for you.
Coconuts is not for sale.
Now that boy is trouble.
This is about my property. And that rocker chick and her brother think they're gonna take it over? That is not gonna happen!
Here's to the brand new coconuts, formerly known as Cocknuts.
If I could get you one more shot, would you take it?
Sometimes you need to jump out of an airplane to say goodbye. Just might save your life. It just might save your life.
It's right time.
Everybody, get out of my bar!
I'm gonna start a band. My music, my way.
I wanna touch the sun.
You know, I've had about enough of you.
What are you going to
do? Okay. And we're back, and I'll put that trailer up again so you all can see that as well. And Michael, thank you for staying a little bit longer. And we're going to have Luke come in. Luke, do you have a question? Come on over here. Luke, real quick, he drove all the way in from Gainesville to be on the show.
You should see him drive.
I know. How old are you, Luke?
I'm 10.
Are you interested in acting or commercials?
Yes.
Now, you have a guitar, yes. And what I'd like you to do is get it ready, and I'd like you to perform in front of Michael. How's that? Before he
goes.
Good. Okay. All right. Sounds good. And are you interested in maybe taking his class in his workshop coming up?
Maybe.
Say yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. When he gets home, he's going to go, oh, my gosh, that was him. He was there. Wow. So go get your guitar. We'll get it ready, and we'll kind of do a close, and then we're going to have some more questions and answers. Anybody else? We're okay? I'm trying to look here, and my computer.
We still got the previous guest on, and then we have the Clara from Ellen Jacoby.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. So, Violetta, hold on for 1 second. We're going to come right back, because we want to play your song as well, and talk to you more, and Matt. And we have Ellen Jacoby. Ellen, are you there? Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is her associate, Claire Coco. I'm calling in for Ellen today.
Oh, hi. Yes, Ellen Jacoby casting in Miami that has done everything, major film and TV series almost for Everland. And we thank you, Michael. Say hi.
Hey, Claire, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Very well, thank you. It's good to hear from you.
Yes, we have Michael Givens in the house. He's a film director going to a film festival after this. And what are you casting for?
Tomorrow we are casting for a leading men's grooming brand, and they're seeking real people tomorrow. So it's a real people casting. You can't, you cannot have ever modeled or acted before. They want real people. So we're looking for men between the ages of 35 and 40, also with their real son between the ages of 6 and 9.
Oh, okay, 6 and 9.
But we... Yeah, and but not only that, we also need men that are with, like, as a friend, also with their wife or girlfriend. So we're looking for a couple of different groups of people, all roughly between the ages of 30 and 40 years old. And we're holding this open casting tomorrow at the Hilton Garden Inn in Dana Beach from 10 to 6.
Fabulous, fabulous. And a phone number?
The phone number, we can be reached at, you know what, it's probably going to be easier if I give my cell phone number for that tomorrow, 978-269-4045.
Thank you so much, and tell Ellen.
And they can check it out on our website, too, at ellenjacobycasting.com.
Super great, and tell Ellen hello. You know Ellen, right, down in Miami? You want to say something for her?
Hi. What's Miami like currently?
Yes.
That's Paul.
Currently, we have, it's overcast and cloudy with spots of heavy rain.
Well, we've got some partly cloudy, you know, precipitation here in the Tampa Bay area, so I'm glad that we could share the weather report here.
Hey, Claire.
It's actually pretty happening down, so we're just pretty busy today.
Claire, I worked with you folks a number of times back in the day. Okay, the day, you know, for me was ages ago, but actually it's still going. But we did some commercials down there with you, and I think y'all helped me out with some South American cigarette commercials, and we did some public stuff, I think, with you.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm new to the agency. I've been here for about a year, but I'm sure Ellen knows, remembers that and has done work with you. So, I was just calling in today. Ellen apologizes that she couldn't call in herself because right now we're in the middle of a casting. So I said that she said, Claire, could you please call in for me? So I wanted to give a heads up to anybody that's listening.
Oh, yes, and, yes. Many, thousands.
So. So all there out there listening, you know, if you've never acted before, this could be a step to get in the door.
Oh, we thank you so much for calling in, and we really appreciate it. And this is the Casting Minute that we also have on the show. All right?
Great.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Let's get back to Violetta. Now, you know she's a singer.
Oh, but hello.
I know. She sang on the movies that you were involved
in. She sure did. Yeah. That's exactly right.
So do we have her song ready for a minute? Violetta, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Is Matt with you?
Matt just went to report our son's game at this moment, and he's recording because we want to see his game later.
Oh, okay. Well, what song are we playing? We're going to play part of your music. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Lithuania.
That's right.
Let me touch you. How about that?
There we go.
I'm sorry?
That's the name of the song. As Peter's smiling back there.
He touches over the radio.
There we go. All right, are we ready? Okay, Violetta, hold on that line. We'll be right back. Everyone listen. All right.
I will love you for all of my love.
And we're back. Violetta, that is beautiful. Did you write that?
Yes, I can.
Oh, good, good. Well, I need you and Matt at the studio. How's that? We got to get them over
Matt,
here, too.
Matt, next to me is this woman.
Hey, how are you, Dawn?
Hi, Matt. We were just bragging about you. Guess who's in the house with us?
Hey, country boy.
I'm looking at the computer as we speak.
Yay, everybody turn around, wave. Hello.
Hi.
And we thank you, Matt. What would you like to talk about as well, what you're doing these days?
Well, Flatwoods Monster is right around the corner. And Michael, we've got a lot of good news. We'll talk about it later. We've just submitted some more people for the cast. There you guys are.
Family day.
yeah, the cast is being put together. We already signed some people. We have Violetta is going to play the mother of the girl that's going to play Stacy. Violetta will play Mrs. Ivanova. Miss Florida will play Stacy Ivanova.
Nice.
And we have Burgundy Phoenix to play the teacher. It's a story about that starts way back in 1952 when we had a whole town look at a flying saucer crash into a mountain. And it's the only recorded event where more than one or two people saw something like this. And what it does, it creates a story that takes place in the future, not too far from, a few years from now. And it's a class of kids who get psychology class, and they are studying the flying saucer events and phenomena of the late 40s and early 50s. And it morphs into something that is present-day time and
Nice. Basically
start disappearing.
It doesn't turn out so good for those kids.
Oh, so where is this going to be filmed at, Matt?
I'm sorry?
Where is this going to be filmed at?
In one of three places.
Okay.
It's going to be filmed in either South Carolina, Ohio, or someplace else.
Okay.
Those are the three places.
Do we get behind?
That's South Carolina. That's part of your territory.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, South Carolina would be nice. We're used to we like the people there, and Michael's from there, so that would be great. Because Michael's doing multitasking on this one.
So do we get behind the scenes? I'm putting you on the spot. Me, my reporters. Hi, Matt.
Say yes, Matt. Say yes. The answer is always yes.
Please.
As long as you don't mind sloshing through the swamps with monsters running all over the place.
Oh, boy.
Well, it's interviewing you, and that's what I'm helping the youth with. You know, a lot of these kids want to be actors, and this gal here is working with Ruth Eckert. The one to my right, Katarina, wave to Matt on the internet. She just got a TV booking with Charlene down in Miami, and tell them what that is.
I'm going to be the mermaid on For the Love of Zeus, and she turned herself into a mermaid out of shame for killing her human lover.
See? And that all just came. Now who can you thank for that?
You.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, I'd like to talk about Brianna. She also has a fabulous voice.
I know.
Yes.
And we're going to have her sing as well for just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that we've got little Luke over here. I mean, how old are you again?
Ten.
And you're going to play something. You want to come on over here so everyone can see you on the internet? Thank you guys for staying here. This means a lot to the youth as well, you know, and to... Just do a little music in front. All right, and what are you going to play?
I don't have a name for it, really. I just made it up one day.
Oh, okay. Okay, just made it up. Here we go. And action. Song called
No Name.
Oh, okay.
No name to it.
Working no name to it. Oh, not yet. You're working on it.
Yes.
Okay.
No, that's very.
Hey, Don. Is there any way you can move over just a little bit so he can get on camera there?
Yeah. Come on over here. You're not on camera.
No, he's got a long cord.
Got a long cord. Okay.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
Can you see him? And so, you know, we only have a few minutes here with them in the house because they're heading over to the film festival. Right. And you're a sports reporter, and you're a really good one. And a
Thank
little
you.
Bit, tell them, you know, you have a question for Michael or anybody here?
I would just say, you know, how do you get into sports broadcasting, TV business? Because that's what I'm trying to get into. I'm trying to be on ESPN, Fox Sports one of these days.
I got the answers for you. I'll give them to you on December the 9th at the Business of the Business class. It's a long story, but man, it's worth it, let me tell you. So, we will straighten you out, baby.
I may have to check that out.
They'll be dying to get hold of you.
Sounds good.
Fabulous. And do we have any? Is Matt still on the line and Violetta?
Well, they're still here.
Yeah, they're still there.
So I'm making you listen to the whole show. Finally. Yay. Okay, thank you so much. And Violetta, give your website, your Facebook, where they can reach you, and Matt, you too.
Okay, well, for us, it's www.cinemaisland.com. And for Violetta?
Right.
The best to reach me on the Facebook would be just to write my name and last name and Violetta.
Violetta, I'll put it to the station's Hollywood Connections site, and remember, go to Hollywood Connections on Facebook and like us. And also, here we've got, you know, about 25 minutes left, and tell us what you're doing these days and who you are. Tell everybody.
My name is Alec
Guinness. Oh, wait, Violetta, hold on. Okay, hold on.
Am I really talking?
Yes.
Okay, what would you like to know?
A little bit about your background.
I grew up in Virginia by way of Charlotte, and then here in Tampa Bay for the last 30-some years.
Okay.
But went to school as to be an actor, and then met a girl. And then got involved in the advertising business.
Okay.
And so I've been working in the media world for a little bit, and listeners here in Tampa Bay may recognize the dulcet tones of John Wilson
nice.
From Fox 13. That was my father, who's recently retired, now
Whoa.
Playing golf and having fun with me.
I'd love my reporters to meet him.
Yeah.
That would be fabulous.
And then I have another little brother who has been doing a lot of movies out in Hollywood. He's currently in London shooting Conjuring, a scary movie. And don't tell me that the two of you have seen it, because you're not of age yet.
I've seen it.
You have? Okay, you're fine. You get a pass. But you can't watch it for a while because it's kind of scary.
Excuse me, she saw Coyote Ugly.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great
then you're
movie.
In. We'll have a private screening.
Yes, and again.
Yes, I want to hear Brianna sing a little bit.
Thank you. And,
thank
and
you.
Matt and Violetta, hold on, because I'm going to make you listen to the show for
yes.
a second. Okay, we're good? You got to go.
Wait, just one second, Michael.
Okay,
just
hold on. One second.
It. 1 second, and I'll let you
All
go.
Right.
Yes,
ma'am.
Okay, Brianna. My voice is a little down because I was sick.
30 seconds.
Okay.
Alright, here we go.
Okay. You're gone and I gotta stay high all the time to keep you off my mind. Ooh, ooh, high all the time. Forget I'm missing you. Ooh, ooh.
Ooh. Voila. And how old are you?
Well,
I want to thank you. I was at the Great American Teaching Day over at her school, and the kids, did they have fun?
Yeah.
What did they say after I left?
They want me to be on the radio station.
Everybody wants to be on the radio station, so we're going to have like a lot of kids here pretty soon. Get ready, yeah. Peter. All right.
I can handle it.
Good, I'm
I
glad.
Can handle anything. I'm the best producer on the market. Come on now.
I know. Do we have any more callers? Are we good?
We got Mr. Vegas on the line.
Mr. Vegas. Okay, can you tell him to hold for a second?
Michael needs okay. to leave, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I
got to
go. You know, I'm speaking at the at
yes.
this film festival, the Craft Film Festival over in
St.
Pete.
At, off of First Avenue and Central in downtown St. Pete in the Dome District.
Thank
yeah, the
you.
Green Bench Brewery. Great people. Wonderful people.
Got
they got they're showing. They'll be showing
here,
films
right?
all night, and, yep. and folks should come over and see that. And then, of course, we'll be back in December.
Right.
So check us out. Go to mgafilm.org and sign up for these classes, because we're gonna tear it up.
We are. We are.
Thank you so much for coming.
Yes,
Michael.
And thank you. I know you drove all the way in, and thank you for coming here. What do you think of the show?
I love the show.
Thank you.
I love the show. Yeah, and you can keep playing my my commercial. You know, and like I'm here.
Oh, okay? I believe yes. that. I definitely believe that. We'll see you over at the film festival. I guess we're changing plans, but we'll be there.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, ladies,
okay?
for being here.
Thank
you're beautiful,
you.
And I wish you much success in your career and everything you're doing. All right? God bless. Thank you, Michael.
We'll see you later tonight. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. And we're going to have Luke sit down. We're just going to change. Can we go to Yvonne's commercial real quick while we're changing chairs?
Absolutely, we
thank
can.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We'll be right back.
Do you guys have a 401k, life annuity, or retirement plan? Well, I've got good news for you. Tax and financial guru Daryl Madison will be able to help you understand funding, financing, and investing in this turbulent financial season. Call him, the tax and financial guru, Daryl Madison, at 813-872-9900. That's 813-872-9900. Tell him you heard about him from Miss Floria Diva of the Dawn Reese Radio Show, Hollywood Connections, Tan Talk 1340 on your AM dial.
Tampa Bay's Tan Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
And we're back, and thank you so much. And we have Violetta and Matt still on the air. Are we good?
We got Mr. Vegas.
Mr. Vegas. Well, I want to thank Matt and Violetta for tuning in. We're going to get them in the station. And hello, Mr. Vegas. Thank you so much. We've had in-house guests.
Hello, it's all your guests and all your in-house guests.
Oh, we...
I want to tell you right now, I'm broadcasting from Sin City.
Oh.
A lot of people don't know where Sin City is. Sin City is an area where once upon a time when they used to have burlesque dancers and all that stuff.
We have children in the house today. We have used that.
They all were designated to live in one area, and it's by Sahara and Las Vegas Boulevard behind the Red Label Bar and Lounge, owned by Boris and Stacy. Stacy's one of the hosts there. So I wanted to say where I was broadcasting from. Before we get started, and I tell you who my guest is, I want to give a shout out to spotongallery.com. You guys go to there and let them know you heard it from Double OG. And also Action Center on Decatur and Desert Inn. And I think that's it.
Okay, so well, stay right there. I got a special song for you. So hold on.
No.
It's going to be all about you, darling. No, hold on. Put that song on, Peter. The one I sent you for him calling in. Here we go. Hold on. This is for you. Hold on, keep it going, Peter. There's a joke behind that. Keep it going, what you do to me. You just do to me. You like this song?
And it feels like I've been rescued. I've been set free. I am hypnotized by your destiny. You are magical, lyrical, beautiful. You are. And I want.
Okay.
Before I introduce my guest, I'm going to introduce you to someone who's been in Vegas. She's from Brazil. What's your name?
Maísa.
Maísa, where are you from?
Hi.
Okay, I'll just say hi.
How are you?
Good, and you?
Good, and who are you? What do you do?
Hold on. Let me ask you a few questions. What type of work do you do? In Brazil, what kind of work do you do?
I'm project manager.
Okay, what advice would you give someone about following their dreams and their goals?
Work hard.
Okay, work hard. Have you done in Vegas that you won't share with no one else but Double OG?
Maybe just I don't have fun and meet people.
Okay, thank you, darling. Yes. Thank you. Okay, thank you very much. I give you the permission. Thank you. Don't go nowhere. Okay, yes, I wanted to do that. Okay, now the guest I have to you today is a very special guest. You know who she is.
Okay.
She's all about networking. She was on the ground level of the pre-Grammy party. She was Miss Bonnie Hilton Sweeney, who was the founder of Right Hand People. She also backed it on several occasions. People think Bonnie made money for these things, but they didn't. She barely got her money back, and this is the woman who knows. And you know what, too, Dawn? Her name is Miss Colomina Pittman. Colomina, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Carmelita, I miss you so much. I was going to get you back on the show, and he beat me to it again.
How are you doing, Dawn?
Fabulous. I hope you're watching us live on the net.
My Facebook is Gerard, G-E-R-A-R-D.
Yes, Gerard. Carmelita, let me introduce her. There was a lady named Vonnie Sweeney, and she had passed away, and she actually, long story short, she introduced me to the late Mr. James Brown, and I was his entertainment reporter, and they put the pre-Grammy together. And actually, Gerard in Vegas is going to put one together looking for new artists around the world. And Katarina, I hope that you're going to be there this year.
I will be.
Okay, and Gerard and Carmelita, are you going to be in Vegas as well?
Well, I just need the date, and I'll be there.
Fabulous. So what are you doing up there these days in California?
Well, I just was on the program singing for Jarvie Hutcherson's Multicultural Motion Picture Association's Lady in Red Diamond Rose Awards event, and I invited a couple of ladies to come as my nominees, and they did. And as a matter of fact, I was responsible for three altogether getting the Diamond Rose Awards. And I was very pleased to have been a participant of that. And again, it's about networking. And I was very pleased with the response. I presented them all a rose, and I sang La Vie en Rose and wound up with a standing ovation, which was nice.
Wow.
And last night I was at another event with Dr. Sherilyn Lee. Dr. Sherilyn Lee and I are working on another event coming up December the 18th. It's going to be a wellness event here in Los Angeles, California, and it's going to be free to the public from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. December 18th at the Endowment Center downtown. And then I'm also working on another event with Dr. Copertino. I'm on her committee. It looks like I'm working on everybody's committee.
Well, Carmelita, you know,
hold on. She's being modest. Carmelita is also known as the first rapping school teacher.
That's right. Remember she was on the first show?
Yes, I remember her.
And picked all the decorations and everything. I mean, this lady, if it wasn't for her, you know, Bonnie would probably have not, she probably would not have made it look as beautiful and as well connected if it wasn't for this lady here. Her husband is Jerry Pittman, who was the first black-owned limousine company in Los Angeles, who is also in the entertainment business, far as media-wise. So don't let her fool you. She also had a hit called Rosebud with her.
That's right.
Who in England, overseas in Europe, they're crazy about the two of them because, you know, they appreciate our soul music overseas more than they do here. So she's also founder of the Rosebud Society Foundation that takes place every year, and it's the closest thing to Bonnie's pre-Grammy party that you're going to get to.
Okay, yes.
Carmelita and Dawn.
Thank you for the intro. And that's why, Carmelita, I want to thank you because I was going to give you a call. I know we have so many people that we want to bring on the show and call it the pre-Grammy Minute, and you're so connected to Mr. Bois and everybody that's in LA. Mm-hmm. And I have my Miss Florida Diva. She's 80 years old and she's gorgeous. She's my co-host. I need her at your Rose event this year, and I want to be there too. Can you tell everybody about that within a minute?
Before I mention anything about what I'm doing with the Rose Breast Cancer Society, I was about to say that I'm on the committee with Dr. Copertino because this is the latest thing that I'm actually on now, besides the wellness event that, you know, the Rose Breast Cancer Society is involved with. I would like to invite everybody across the nation as well as across the world to participate in the 1,000 Ladies in White, followed by the 100 Men in Black March for Peace, Love, and Family Values. And that's going to take place January the 9th, 2016. I'm going to kick it off. I'm singing the national anthem. And the last time I did that, I was just followed with the color guard. We're going to have the USC Trojan Band is involved. The fathers of the city, the mayor, the people are giving us endorsements. It's like really blowing up now. And we've already got the streets will be blocked off, and we will have the protection of our finest. In fact, yesterday I took a photograph with two of our finest at the big event that was held by the RBCC dinner recognitions event, and the Congresswoman Diane Watson and the Councilman Curran Price were there, and we had a lot of the people, you know, from the city involved in that. And Dr. Sherilyn Lee was with me as my guest. But I wanted to make sure that I get that out because we really want everybody to participate. So far, we have 42 states already represented. Mm-hmm. We have 5 countries that are represented, including Ghana and France, and this is going to be a big thing. We want it to really blow up, and we want it to go across the nation because God knows we need peace in the world more than ever.
We sure do. Yes, we do.
Gerard and Carmelita, I'm going to have to get you on. We only have 5 minutes, and I have 4 guests in the house, and 2 have not been on yet. And I want to thank you both. Thank you so much.
Let me sign up. This is Gerard, a.k.a. OOG, representing Vegas. Remember, dreams are nothing more than plans awaiting action. Never disrespect the elderly and always pull someone up. And sometimes you'll be the only one to see a vision. And don't forget February 28th at the Texas Station Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. We'll host the SGIB Magazine Help Make a Dream Come True Award, honoring the late, great Bonnie Hilton Sweeney's Queen of Networking Reunion. And other than that, remember, I love you like a love song, baby.
There you go. Your song. Thank you both.
We love you.
Thank you, Carmelita. I miss you much. Very, very much. Okay, and we're back. Thank you both for calling in. And we're here, Luke. I know you drove all the way in from Gainesville. And I want to talk about the Keith Urban guitar. How do you like that? Can we bring it out here and show everybody on the internet? How do you like that guitar for Rob? I want to give a little testimony.
It's awesome.
Cool. Can I have you play something on that guitar? We have 7 minutes left. Can you play something on that like you did on the video that I saw? Could you play something for me on here to show Keith Urban what you can do so we can send this to him?
I'll try.
Yeah, okay. Well, he's getting ready. Ladies, I know you're going, Katarina, you're going over to the film festival. By Michael, by before 5.
Yep, I'm super excited.
And I'm super excited
We're
for
going
you.
To be interviewing people today.
You got
so
your questions
excited.
Already?
Yes.
Maybe you're going to as well? Not yet today, but we're going to get you going. You look beautiful today. And he's getting ready, what are y'all thankful for? Because Thanksgiving is next weekend.
What am I thankful for? Oh, yes. Boy. I'm thankful for my family and my dad, where he's gotten so far. He's worked really hard. So my dad's done a lot of hard work this year. And just thankful to be in Newport Richey and met you, because this will be my a year now that I've lived in Newport Richey in December. So
we have some exciting parades coming up. We're going to announce next weekend for Christmas. We have 4 parades. Mm-hmm. Anybody that has convertibles, please, if you're listening, we need some cars for this parade for our Miss Mermaid International, our new Miss
I need Sherman. The best convertible you have out there, blue or green, like a Mustang. Mustangs are my favorite.
There we go.
So okay.
Please get in touch with us. And also, Yvonne, what are you thankful for Thanksgiving? Because, you know, it's next weekend.
Yes, I'm thankful for my family. I'm a great grandmother. And I just had my 9th great grandchild July 29th. And I'm grateful for this radio show.
Thank you.
Because it's going to help so many people, so many young people to get their dreams. That's what I'm really thankful
Thank
for.
Thank you.
I'm thankful for you, Dawn.
Thank you. Well, yes. You know, there's so much in an hour we can get out and tell everybody about our Hollywood connections. And Brianna, what are you thankful for?
My family.
Your family? Okay. And you're going to be a new title holder this year as well. And Luke, what are you thankful for?
My family.
Your family?
Mm.
And your mom bring you all the way down from Gainesville? Let's play something here. We got about 6 minutes or 4 minutes. All right? Callers?
That's Jerry on the line.
Okay, we'll get right in 1 second. We're going to have this young artist play.
All right, good.
Here we go. This is Keith Urban's guitar that he got for free from me and Rob.
Really good.
So when you got the guitar and you heard about the casting, woohoo, that was really, really good.
Yes.
Did you get the DVDs with it as well?
Yes.
What did you think of the DVDs?
That's where I learned
how to play.
The chords. You're doing good chords.
Ooh.
Yes.
And just real quick, you know, when I had the Keith Urban guitar, because I have it, and my fiance, so guess what? He's in the other room, and he's playing, and he's learning because he was on HSN. And then he walked out, and I was like, honey, you're doing so good. Keep going. And it was Keith Urban.
I want to say something. Keep practicing.
Yes.
You're going to do real well.
And we're proud of you for being here.
Yes, we're real proud of you.
I hope you can go to, you know, the seminar with Michael afterwards. I hope so, because I think we're heading over there as well. And also, too, as we have 5 minutes, let's get Jerry. And Jerry is promoted to the Stars of Merit major artist, and he's helping us sell the show as well to major sponsors. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Dawn. How you doing, honey?
Fabulous. We have 5 minutes. We had a full house today with Matt and Violetta.
Hi, Max Shapiro to everybody and Michael Givens and all this. I'm sitting here with my mom, and she's in the wheelchair, but she's right beside me here with the phone.
Can you see us on live on the internet?
Yeah, I can see you.
All right. Okay. And Jerry, do you have anything you want to add for today? We have like 3 minutes left, and we're just closing the show.
Yeah, I want to do this one right now. Be cool.
There we go.
Be cool. Be cool. Stay in school. Be cool. Be cool. Be cool. And don't be a fool. Stay in school. We're working on that now.
Yes, he wrote that song for me in the school.
Oh,
but you know what? I'm excited. Jerry Hill, hold, stay on the line with us. Because Katarina, I have a plan with her. Katarina, I'm going to get you in the schools on Fridays with me as well. But in the meantime, let me just thank Barbizon, because you can win a $100,000 scholarship to a college of your choice. Go to barbizonmodeling.com.
Okay.
As I work for them and I hire team leaders around the U.S. So real quick, Katarina, you also have about a minute to tell us what you're doing with your commercial. You're going to do it live on the air right now.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, right now.
You go for it?
Here we go. And action.
Have you ever wondered if mermaids are real? Have you ever wanted to be a mermaid for a day? This is International Mermaid Katarina, the one and only. I am a mermaid that travels throughout Florida doing children's birthday parties, grand openings, photography, special events, parades, and much more. If you would like to hire me for your next birthday party or event, please call Expressions of You by Lori at 941-380-2978 or email me at loried196924@gmail.com for package pricing and information. You can look me up on Facebook under International Mermaid Katarina, and my website that is currently under construction is Miss International Mermaid Katarina .com.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's still under construction though. So
that's okay. We're gonna have you come back in the studio.
I just want to ask Mr. Mermaid one question.
Yes.
Do you have any boyfriends out there?
Oh my gosh. I'm not currently single, so I'm
talking
single.
About the mermaids.
Oh
do
no.
Do they have boyfriends?
No. Well, I don't have a boyfriend, so I'm single as a Pringle, ready to mingle.
Well, you know, she's going to the film. She's our new Miss Hollywood, a reporter. She was crowned today. What did you think of today?
Today was great. It's very depressing outside, so it's not really great with the mood, but you know.
Oh, well.
It made my day better.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I like the little pixie dust that I have here. Sprinkle some happiness.
Matches well with what I have on, too.
I know. I like it. I like it a lot. And also, what did you think of today's show?
It was fun.
It was fun? Luke, come here. What did you think of today's show?
It was awesome.
Would you like to say hi to your family? We have 2 minutes left.
Hi.
That's so cool. If you'd like to be a reporter for my show, we are looking for reporters all over the U.S. Please call 727-871-7788. Go to Dawn Reese on Facebook, and we hope that you are liking our show. Go to Hollywood Connections on Facebook and like us. We have 1 minute. Any last words, anybody?
It was an awesome show today.
It was a great show. And he's lucky to have a Keith Urban guitar at times.
Did you want one?
Are you serious?
Next time we do that. You can
I don't listen to Keith Urban, so.
Well, that's okay because you know what? It's not that. It's you get the DVDs and you get a guitar, which that's over $500 value.
That's pretty nice.
It's fabulous.
I got one. My fiance got one.
Really nice.
We want to thank Lola having this station for us, and we want to thank Peter. What did you think of today's show?
Great show, guys.
Thank
great
you,
job.
Pete
the drummer.
Thank you. Okay. So we have about 30 seconds left.
12. About 10 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, Jerry, you still there? Okay, is anyone else on the line? Is Jerry still there?
That's it. We're over.
We're
it's
good.
Done.
Okay. Thank you. And remember, give it to God, watch things happen, and your life will change.
It sure will.
All right. Bye-bye.